You're listening to the Bitcoin.com podcast. Our guest today is Alex Blagarev, Deputy CEO of Investor Relations, Blockchain and Technology at Sensorium. This episode is brought to you by the Bitcoin.com exchange, the exchange you can trust. Buy and sell Bitcoin as well as 250 digital assets. The Bitcoin.com exchange is secure, fast, easy, and reliable. Register within seconds and buy crypto with a credit or debit card. Join our community of traders now. Exchange.bitcoin.com. I'm your host, Dustin Plantholt. Join us as we dive into the world of economics, politics, tech, Bitcoin, and cryptocurrency. For even more crypto-related news, sign up at news.bitcoin.com or follow us on Twitter at BitcoinCom. Now let's bring on our guest. Welcome to the Bitcoin.com podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Alex from Sensorium Corporation.
Alex, thank you so much for joining us. And who is Sensorium?
Sensorium is the virtual reality platform that we are planning to launch on February 2021.
Wow. So virtual reality This will be
a very unique platform that will combine the very cool atmosphere of the most famous electronic events like Tomorrowland, Appinkoi, Sensation, and so on. But also this will be a communication bridge between the people. So this will be a social virtual reality platform that will go live on February 2021. And it's called Sensorium Galaxy.
Sensorium Galaxy. And how did this come to fruition? I mean, was this just an idea by one person? Or, I mean, tell me about the team.
Well, the team is huge, by the way. It's driven by the one famous guy that we will give announcements in several weeks. So I will keep it in secret as of now. The general team is split by US, Canada, Europe, and Russia. In Russia, we have a team dedicated for technical stuff. In US, we have a team developers on virtual reality. And in Canada, we have a content team that is actually developing the content for the future gameplay. So basically, this is works as the game development things. We're developing the general idea of future of human mankind. This is future of human mankind is a so-called galaxy where you don't need to conquer for the resources. You would just only follow your dreams, enjoying the atmosphere, and trying to get and find the sense of your own life there, enjoying the virtual worlds that we will launch on February 2021.
And how will it launch exactly? I mean, are we talking like an Oculus Rift, or how can somebody, or how will somebody be able to tap in? I'm going to call it Skynet. How can somebody tap in?
Yes, well, generally, this will be, at the first launch, there will be two virtual worlds. First one called Prism. This is a world about electronic music. So imagine you want to go to the Burning Man, or you want to go to Tomorrowland, but you need to get flight tickets and so on. But there is a COVID-19 now, and most of the events are now go live online, virtual. So here you got the glasses, or you can go multi-platform using your mobile phone. You're just joining the atmosphere, you're joining the virtual world, and there is a DJ, there is a scene that is transforming from the music. You can try to design your own music inside this virtual world prison, and so on. Of course, you can chat, date, make with your friends, and so on. The second world calls motion world. This is the place where you can create your own dance show. Yes, right.
Dance show. How did you know I got some good dance moves, Alex? Now, come on. You spying on me?
Yeah, I know. But we already made this for you. We have our own motion capture studio, and we recorded the moves of the most famous dancers in the library. So you're just selecting the moves that you want to impress your girlfriend and creating your own personal show with your avatar. You can create and multiply your own avatar like several times, and this could be different moves, and your avatar could be based on the major sand in the virtual world motion. So there will be some secrets, like there will be quests and there will be gods and some ancient civilization and so on. So this is going to be a very cool trip.
I like that, man. I want to participate in this world. How do I get to be like one of those people that can like let in all the cool kids and kick everybody else out?
So as of now, we already made some steps for the audience. The first step called sensoriumgalaxy.com. So we launched the website. It will make some redesign very soon. But as of now, it contains the shop, Sensorium Shop. You can buy avatars for yourself. And there is a special gift for you. If you join it at early stage, you can get the avatars for free and the avatars of the Starship team. So the second stuff is a Starship. You can download a technical demo, which already presented on the website. It calls a Starship demo. So this is basically a Starship. It's launched from the Earth and it's heading to the Sensorium Galaxy. So it will arrive at, as you like think, February 2021 into virtual world. And on this Starship, you can go enjoy date with people, and there will be a DJ also. There will be rooms for the dating. There will be rooms for the gaming, like you can play even poker, or you can play even some famous games there. And also you can fly in the space. So this is already available, some of these features, and you can try to test in technical demo. Technical demo, this is a special stage of the product development that is not final stage. So this is not like, not try to see this as a final picture, because a final picture we will release very soon. I believe in several months there will be available some pre-closed alpha and beta testing for our fans that will be following our social networks, and they will be very, very active.
It's going to be active. Now, how did you decide which niche to tap into? I mean, it's a growing space. I mean, where did you find, you know, looking at music being one of your entry points, why music?
Well, actually, the idea was really broad. So originally, we started from the offline music events. Because we have our own venues. We have a venue in New York, the Webster Hall, for example. We have venues in other cities, in Moscow, for example, and we signed contracts with artists, and those artists are very famous guys like David Guetta, Black Coffee, and so on. Once a day, we decided, why not to bring all of those assets into virtual space where the people can join those venues just sitting at home? And after this idea go live, we started to think about much broader space, not just the venues, and that's how we come to the Galaxy idea. But about Galaxy and content of Galaxy, we understood that the first step is music, because it's not political. It is not like trying to move any bias behind the scene. People enjoy the music, and everyone can understand feelings behind the music. So that's why we came across and said, okay, guys, the music is the first step, because it has the same emotion everywhere. Every people around the world feel the same when they hear the music. They enjoy the music, basically. And that's why we understood that through this idea, we can deliver some of the principles of the new virtual galaxy. Ancient people like Platon, for example, Hegel. And we even invited a very famous scientific guy who was helping us to analyze those papers. We came across and we understood, okay, what is the future of the human mankind based on the Platon, Hegel, Marx, and all of those guys? And we finally reached the idea that when the people will stop trying to conquer for the resources, for the power, they will bring the new principles, new values, and those values and principles, they're lying somewhere far beyond of industrial age. And that's why we came across and started to creating of Sensorium Galaxy with just far after of industrial age. So Sensorium Galaxy is the place where you don't need to get some conqueror for the resource. You don't need to kill anyone. You're just trying to understand what is the purpose, what is the sense of a human being. And based on Platon, human being sense can be find out through the three different ways. First way is find out the purpose through the beauty, which is art, entertainment, and so on. A second way is to find through the science. And latest is to find through the cognition, through yourself, through the meditation, and so far. That's why we started and created three different thematics hubs. Those hubs are, as I said, they're based and they're dedicated for the entertainment. They dedicate for the edutainment experience hub, where you bring in new experience like of the natural science and so on. And the latest hub is cognition. It's about meditation practices and so far. So, the as I mentioned, World Prism, Music World, is on the first step in the hub entertainment. Other hubs, this is going to be a next stage.
Wow. So it seems like it's going to be revolutionary. So then my question for you is, in terms of immersion, I mean, will there be true immersion? Are people going to see it, think it, or, I mean, hear it? Like, what sort of immersion will this eventually get to?
Well, we are starting from the basic tips, like people want to enjoy the atmosphere inside virtual world, and there is always the barriers. That's why we start to think how to make it more like available on the cross-platform, like on many other devices, if you do not have even a virtual reality headset, but you want to use your desktop or laptop or mobile phone or tablet to join the atmosphere.
Got it.
So this will be go live. Yeah, this is the first step. The second one is unique mechanics and controls and actions inside virtual reality that your avatar can make, and how the virtual reality will react on this. This splits on two parts. First part is our artificial intelligence team, which is based in Chicago. This team is actually developing generic algorithms. So you're trying to develop yourself, like the idea of human digital immortality, of your presence of yourself inside virtual reality. So you kind of educating some kind of the thing inside virtual reality, which is growing together with you. And this will be your partner in crime. And just I'm joking.
Yes, I get it.
Be no crimes
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
This is going to be your partner there. And he will or she will, she can make some actions where you go offline. She will work there. She can join and make dates there and enjoy the atmosphere. And once you go off online again, she will tell you all the things she done while you were missing. And so on. This is the first step. The second one is a general myth, like general practices of and actions of the gameplay. Like you, for example, you saw the Fortnite concert of Travis, right? Maybe you remember that in May 2020, about 12 million people were seeing that. So and you're impressed, and if you were there, you're impressed by the visual effects, you're impressed by the general scenario. So all of this stuff, visual effects and scenario, will be in place in certain galaxy. So the way to impress yourself.
Yeah, and so how long has this idea been, I mean, how long have you guys been working on it for? I mean, to be launched in February, I mean, when did this begin for you?
Well, we started our journey in 2019 in the beginning. There was a showcase on E3. E3 is like a Davos for the gamers. So this is a lot of the 70,000 people killing each other. And we had a huge stage with the DJs and ladies, and nobody killed each other. So we really enjoyed the atmosphere. It was last summer. So we started, I believe, a year and a half ago. Already signed the agreement with the Red Pill Studio in Los Angeles, and those guys developing for us Sensorium Galaxy almost 8 months already.
I mean, that's pretty fast. I mean, what you've been able to do in such a short time period is quite remarkable. That tells me, as you said earlier, the team that you have around the world, I mean, you really have recruited the best of the best to build this.
That's true. We have a really crazy team. So, and those guys, they're the professionals from the game industry. They are professionals from the art and music industry, so entertainment. So those names are famous. And really, I really like to work with those guys and ladies. They are really impressed myself. And we are going hitting next and next. And we're creating a huge amount of content and things. Like, for example, we launched the regular events in Sorum Life, and it will be on the 4th of August, next one, where you can know more about the Sensorium. It's our personal event, and we're bringing the guests there. For example, we're working with Jason Ebeer. Those guys are really famous 3D artists. He is developing for us avatars for Sensorium Galaxy especially. So those avatars presented only for Sensorium Galaxy.
That's
great. We are working for us with Sergey Kulin. He is a really terrific dancer, and we recorded him AAA avatar in Los Angeles and put his moves into the library. And you, while you will join in Motion World, you can use his moves.
I can do a mean cartwheel. Like, I get like halfway there. So if you ever want to get into the fitness aspect, Alex, I'm telling you, I can teach people what not to do.
Sure, you can actually. So those moves can teach you how to dance, by the way. So if you have problems with coordination,
well, you know what? This is good for me to know, because I need to learn how to dance. I'm just one of those guys, like, I don't know. I left, right. I don't really know how. So this could help me. Now, while I'm married, if I wasn't married, this would be a great way to meet people. I mean, you're able to really show people that you're learning, you're educating yourself, and you're a good keeper. You're a catch.
Yeah, right. But even now, you can impress your partner. So why not impress your partner with terrific dance with jumps?
I love it.
You can make it.
Yeah. I'm going to look into it. So talk about some of the partnerships, man. Like, some of these companies that or individuals you've been recruiting to partner with you, you must have been able to show them something that made them go, wow, you're going to build that? I got to join you. I must do this with you.
Yeah, well, most of them saying in the beginning, you must be kidding that. Because that was really a short period of time, and companies were really impressed by the idea, but have a lot of skepticism and they're saying about the risks and so on. But then COVID-19 happened, and everyone said, okay, virtual reality is the next big thing. Let's make it happen. So we made a strategic partnership with Epic Games, because those guys they founded Unreal Engine, and we develop our Sensorium Galaxy on Unreal Engine.
Wow. I don't mean to cut you off, but that's huge. I mean, Epic Games and Unreal.
Yeah, that's huge,
that,
yeah.
Fantastic, man. That's well, you have to deserve, you have to earn it. They just don't give that away. I mean, they're the best of the best.
That's true. And actually, I mean, not only the best of the best, but also the brave and the best. So our guys from the gaming industry, those are really professional. They have really tight connections with Epic, because, and they see that we have a professional guys on the team. And that's why I said, okay, guys, let's make happen. Why not work together? And next step is our content partners. Like, we're working together with High Scream Studio. This is guys running by the Jan and Roman Pisanin. Those guys created High and Ushuaia clubs, nightclubs on Ibiza. This is most famous nightclubs on Ibiza. And their studio creating the line art, the whole atmosphere for the Prism world. So they are developing scenarios, scripts, actions, like even like the way the landscape that will be transformed. So there is a huge things coming, that landscape will be transforming because of the music inside this Prism world. So a lot of the things is created by the High Scream Studio. Also, we have Red Pill. Those guys are based in Los Angeles and Toronto, and Montreal. They're creating the virtual reality platform that we will use, and we have a strategic partnership with them. So, but this is not whole environment. I believe the whole, because I can like continue this list, but I recommend you to go on sensoriumxr.com and you will see the whole list of consent providers, because this is, there will be also providers of the electronic music, famous DJ, like, and so on. So most of those names you know probably and where, and you will be surprised to see some of them new on the list.
Wow, it's so exciting to see the innovation. Now talk about, how does virtual reality integrate within the blockchain space? How did you find that, and how did you put them together?
Well, this is most tricky question, because once we launched, we said, okay, we have a in-game currency, and we call this sensor token. And this in-game currency is based on Ethereum network. It's already featured on several crypto exchange. This is based on the crypto exchanges like TBTC, KuCoin, and so far. Yeah. And also a Bitcoin.com. We just launched it together on Bitcoin.com.
That's great. Now talk about the token. So tell us about the sensor token.
So no problem. So sensor token is the in-game currency, which is based and published on Ethereum network. Okay. It's ERC-20 standard, and it's featured already on the crypto exchange like Coin.com. Yes. And of course, the holders of sensor token have some discount of using this token in the Sensorium shop, and they can buy the avatars with a discount of 20% as of now. As a future step, we're planning to launch our blockchain, and this blockchain will be a network which will record the transactions. This will record a transactions for using Sensorium assets that we are running and we're developing in virtual reality with our users. So user, when try to use asset in Sensorium Galaxy in virtual world, in the beginning, we'll be signing license agreement, and this license agreement, this licensing transaction will be recorded into the blockchain. So already you will be available to see which assets you own, and how do we have a rights for those assets? What kind of rights do you have for those assets, and so forth? When it will work fine, I believe that we will work and we will move on to the next stage. The next stage could be user-generated content. Users can generate their content and use the blockchain platform to provide this content to the other users. That's how it will work.
That sounds cool. And so how do I learn more about Sensorium? How do I find you?
So we have, first of all, sensoriumgalaxy.com, which is a product site. You can see all the latest news about Sensorium Galaxy and so on. But also we have a general corporation site, which contains all of type of news about technology, team, and our partnership, which is sensoriumxr.com. And sensor token you can find, just go on Google and crypto exchange, you will find it. Some CoinMarketCap, CoinGecko, it's already there.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the Bitcoin.com podcast.
Thank you.
You've listened to another episode of the Bitcoin.com podcast. Subscribe at news.bitcoin.com, where your journey begins.